The Office of Personnel Management is far behind in bringing the Retire EZ program up to date. That's according to a report by the Government Accountability Office. That report says for the past 20 years, OPM's been working to update the paper-intensive process used for retiring employees, but the automated system's still not developed. Valerie Melvin, Director of Information Management and Human Capital Issues at the GAO, is our guest to talk about the report. Ms. Melvin, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Who has oversight over the retirement system, and what exactly is happening? What's the status of it?
Well, OPM has established two oversight committees that have primary responsibility for the retirement modernization. It has an investment review board that is to ensure that the major investments are on track by reviewing the progress and determining appropriate actions when investments encounter problems. And it also has an executive steering committee that is to oversee retirement modernizations by providing the strategic direction, issues resolution, things of that type to ensure that the program maintains alignment with the goals and objectives that the agency has put forth. And what we found was that essentially they've been ineffective. The executive steering committee, for the most part, has been inactive, and the board has not taken action relative to some of the weaknesses that were being brought to his attention along the way in developing this initiative.
So, in Retire EZ has, of course, a long history, and the contract was suspended. It was just about a year ago, I think, last February.
Yes.
And how much of this has to do with that, or is it just sort of troubled even aside from that?
Well, in our reporting, we've been looking at this now since 2008, and that was when we first reported problems relative to the agency's planning for the initiative, looking at its ability to develop requirements, all of the aspects that were critical to it being able to really identify what it needs to be able to make sure that it was actually developing a system that would meet user needs, that it was testing those capabilities. And we do believe that those are factors that played into the agency ultimately not being able to provide a system. The agency has stated that, for example, that it's had insufficiently detailed requirements, poorly controlled requirement changes, and inadequate requirements traceability, all factors that affected its ability or the ability of the prior system to perform as expected.
But this seems like a very important system overall to OPM as they try and a lot of paper right now, and they're trying to move off of that paper to sort of spur efficiencies and get a lot more, be able to use data in a more efficient way.
That's absolutely correct. And its ability to deliver a system that will meet the user and the operational needs in that regard is critical.
So give us a sense of some of the recommendations. Are there things that OPM can do, or give us a sense of what you found?
Sure. We made six recommendations, and they were related to some of the areas that I just discussed relative to developing a complete plan. What we found was that the agency really didn't have an overall plan to describe what this system was to be in terms of defining the program, its scope and lines of responsibility and authority, the overall management process, and even the schedule for making this happen. Another key recommendation that we made was in terms of reliable cost estimation. This was a longstanding concern that we've had and a recommendation that we've made earlier relative to its ability to really make informed decision-making, realistic budget formulation, and meaningful progress measurement as it moves through this effort. Beyond that, we've also recommended that it actually began planning its testing activities earlier in the life cycle, and then that it develop appropriate oversight policies and procedures so that it can manage the deficiencies that it finds.
What has OPM said about your suggestions, your recommendations?
OPM has agreed with all of the recommendations that we made in this latest report, and they have indicated that they are beginning to take some actions to address them.
So will you follow up on this, or are you waiting now? Will you not have authority to do any more follow-up until Congress says, can you do a checkup for us?
Well, we are authorized and have been asked to take a continuing look at this effort, and certainly as a part of our overall follow-up on their ability or on how they're actually addressing our recommendations, we'll take a look at these particular aspects.
One of the things that surprised me as I was reading through the report last night was not Retire EZ, but this has been almost a 20-year effort to move off of paper. And, you know, as I was, you know, I've been covering a lot of these things, but 20 years is a long time to do this. Mm-hmm. Does that seem unusual, you know, when we're trying to do faster, better, cheaper, all those kinds of things? I mean, 20 years is a long time.
It is. Unfortunately, it probably happens more often than not relative to agencies doing this. The key, obviously, is that you have the management mechanisms in place to ensure that you can stay within cost, on schedule, and meet the goals that you've set out to do. And doing that requires having results-oriented performance goals and measures that allow you to really track your progress and know how you're doing along the way, and to really know where your concerns are that would hinder progress.
And can I just ask you to flesh that out, results-oriented goals? Because often, you know, we often hear that talked about, but I'm not sure everyone, it always sinks in with to people as to what that really means. So this might be a good example of what does that mean? What could OPM do to sort of establish results-oriented goals?
It's really establishing in a quantifiable and measurable way what it is you want to achieve by a certain time frame, whether it's a specific capability by a certain date, whether it's to be able to process a certain number of the retirement applications in terms of percentages that you receive, to really have set some goals and then have a basis for actually looking at that date that you've set and saying, okay, we are able to meet that date because we understand how many we were able to process, or we understand how much capability we have delivered by a specific date.
I know when IRS was, you know, has been working through its modernization, which has also been going on for decades, they sort of stepped back and sort of tried to roll things out in much smaller chunks, mm-hmm. as a way of that way you're not doing this sort of big bang thing, and then if it doesn't work, all of a sudden you have to almost start over. Is that part of the recommendations that you offered up?
We didn't offer it as a specific recommendation, but certainly as the agency is making its plans and determining how it wants to proceed with this, it would be important for them to really establish how they're going to do that, whether it's an incremental approach such as you're suggesting, where after a certain point they can look at what they've delivered against what they had intended to deliver and to be able to make an assessment as to whether that was effectively delivered or whether in fact there are challenges or problems that they need to address before they move forward. So it certainly gives them a means to have a more informed approach to where they are and what they need to do to continue to proceed toward their end state.
Ms. Melvin, thank you very much for coming on to talk about this report. We have it linked up for anybody that wants to read it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Thanks for coming on.
You're welcome.
Valerie Melvin's the Director of Information Management and Human Capital Issues at the Government Accountability Office.